And now, time for this week's edition of Ranching Issues. Here's Neil Roberts.
Welcome to week one for Ranching Issues 2026. Our guest this week is no stranger to our series, NDSU forage specialist James Rogers from the North Central Research Extension Center. And James, quality hay is a crucial element again right now. A hay test can really help producers know where theirs is at. Give us some advice.
This time of the year where we're feeding that hay is really proof of the pudding of what you did last fall or last summer. And I had a call here a couple weeks ago about, I bought this hay and my critters are just not consuming it. So what's going on with that? And just kind of look at, well, exactly what kind of forage quality are we dealing with?
All right, good stuff, James. And more on that forage quality when we come back.
Drive a little, save a lot. MJ McGuire's in Rugby.
McGuire's is your Ford, Dodge, Ram, Chrysler, and Jeep dealer in Rugby. Hi, this is Zach. Come in today and check out our great selection of new and used vehicles. Plenty to choose from. So give us a call or come in today and see me. McGuire's. Great people, great prices, great products.
Drive a little, save a lot. MJ McGuire's in Rugby.
The Murdoch Hereford Ranch would like to invite you to the 59th Annual Production Sale held 1 p.m. Tuesday, January 20th in Bowman, North Dakota. Offering over 600 head of elite Hereford bulls and premier Hereford influence production females, where our focus is on our customer and providing the genetics to enhance the efficiency, power, performance, and profitability of every Murdoch influence calf. For more information, visit our webpage at murdochherefords.com and come to the sale at Bowman Livestock Marketing Tuesday, January 20th and get the Murdoch Advantage.
Talking forage testing today on Ranching Issues. And James, give us another tip.
Right, Neil. So one of the things that I did with the samples is just kind of look at, well, what was the percent crude protein we're getting? What's the percent TDN? And if you look at the average crude protein, it was 8.9%. We can work with that. We want at least 7% minimum crude protein in a beef cow diet so that she gets complete fiber digestion. But as you know, an average can be terribly misleading because the range in crude protein that we had ranged all the way down to 5% and all the way up to 20%. So it goes back to point out those individual tests are extremely important. The TDN or the energy value kind of did the same thing.
All right, good stuff, James. And that brings this report to a close. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ranching Issues, brought to you in part by MJ McGuire's in Rugby, by the Murdoch Hereford Production Sale, and by Magic City Hoagies and Sweets in Minot, where the locals eat.